You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
It's turkey time.
Jive, motherfucker!
Jive, turkey.
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 Welcome to Jive Turkey.
Apparently,
this was supposed to be the lead-in.
Okay. Apparently, Big Show has decided to get in shape because he's getting close to the age that Andre the Giant was when he died.
Really?
Big Show a wrestler?
Yeah, Big Show's a wrestler. Yeah. His name's
One with the black, the one black band.
He played in the Water Boy.
Big Show! Like, he had the big fucking beard and the long ass hair.
I don't remember that guy.
Did you watch The Water Boy?
Yeah.
He was the wrestler in that.
Yeah, he was the big fucker in that. Right.
Okay, so anyway.
I couldn't afford Randy Savage.
So
he was too busy trying to be Spider-Man.
But yeah, he's always been a big dude. And he gained weight. He went and had the surgery done so he'd stop, growing because he had the same.
Lap band surgery? Oh, no, to stop growing?
Because he had the same.
Like gigantism?
Gigantism, yeah.
So he had his pituitary gland removed.
Right. So he had that surgery taken care of, so he'd stop. But he gained weight. He'd gotten complacent. But apparently John Cena said something about, he's like, who wants to see the giant with abs? And John Cena looked at him and was like, who wants to see that? And he kind of walked off on him. And he was like, huh. So he took it as a challenge. So now he's like thinned up and he's got him a trainer and everything. So He's this 7 foot fucking muscle bound dude with fucking abs.
Bjorn Bjornsson? Not Bjorn Bjornsson, Thor, no, Thor. Thor.
Thor.
Half Thor Bjornsson.
Yeah.
Half Thor Bjornsson.
Yeah, that's the one. But yeah, he's not like rip, but
he's definition.
Yeah, you're seeing definition.
He never had definition.
Yeah, you're like, I'm like, holy shit, good for
it's
him.
The fucking Big Show.
Yeah, so.
For reals.
So I think, he's probably going to be coming back to the
Big Show season 2.
Into wrestling.
That's awesome. Good for the
Big Show meets Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Ugh. God. Have you seen Honey Boo? First off, welcome to Jive Turkey. This is episode 49. I don't know which camera I'm looking at, so I'm going to look between both of them. I am Jacob, and that guy.
Jason.
And this guy.
If you look directly in between the cameras, it's going to look like you're – it doesn't matter what angle they're looking from. It's going to look like you're slightly peering off to the side.
Yeah, I want to do
and
that.
And I am Tyson.
I want to look wistfully in the one direction. Not the band.
One direction.
But, yeah. So, what were we talking about? I interrupted someone.
It's just that, I
guess something about the Big Show fucking Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you seen Honey Boo Boo?
No.
Holy fuck, dude.
Gross.
What, her?
Oh, yeah.
Or her mom?
No, I don't give a shit about her mom. Her mom lost a bunch of weight and then went to jail for coke or something.
Oh, really?
Honey Boo Boo, yeah. Honey Boo Boo is looking bad, dude.
When did she not?
I mean, okay, look, I'm being fair here.
God,
like, I know she's a child, but someone's got to.
Not anymore.
No, she's like 13 or 14.
Really?
Yeah. But someone needs to step in and, quell that.
Just give her cocaine.
Like, fix. She should get into Mama Jean's stash and
put
it
in her,
thin right up.
Put it in her fucking ketchup spaghetti noodles.
Look, I mean, I have no room to talk. I'm a fat guy.
I can talk because that's my word. You can't say
that's
that.
Your word.
That's my word.
All right, yeah. I'm sorry, but I don't know. It just
somebody needs to go in and take all the Twinkies and replace it with carrots. What you're saying?
Yes, yes. Take all of the cream filling out of the Twinkie and just jam a carrot in there.
Just mushed up carrots in the middle of Twinkies. You know, it might not taste bad.
Carrots
carrot
are naturally
cake.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, I
carrot
mean,
cake.
Eh.
Speaking of Twinkies, they got a new flavor. It's an orange cream Twinkie.
Ew.
It's not good.
It doesn't sound good.
It tastes exactly like you think it would. It's just kind of like,
Like dreamsicle, but.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I never really
cream,
liked Twinkies.
The orange cream's not bad. The Twinkie itself still just tastes like a fucking, like sponge.
I mean, what do you expect of something that could survive an apocalypse?
I
like,
think
it's
going to
taste like stale garbage regardless.
It's going to be cockroach housing is what it is. That's when it's like little condos just
like
stacked
a
up.
One-bedroom bungalow.
Exactly.
No, what's that city that's like there are a bunch of like things stacked on top of each other?
Kowloon Walled City.
Yeah, but that's what the Twinkie
was a city.
Well, that's what the Twinkie will be is Kowloon City. Just kind of...
For roaches.
Yeah.
For dust mites.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
So...
Fun stuff.
Jason...
If I was a zombie, my name would be Worm Hotel.
That's a pretty cool name. Yeah. Not gonna lie. Jason, I heard you had a really rough week. You want to talk about that?
Well, I suffered a little bit of...
Oh, God. You didn't have a stroke, did you?
A little bit.
Are you being serious?
No.
Okay, because I was starting to feel bad.
So I had a little bit of a, after the last time we recorded, I came down with a bit of food poisoning. I think it was
allegedly.
I think it was food poisoning. There was a lot of shit, or shrit, if you want to get technical.
What is the
Well, there was not a lot of shit, and then there was a lot of shit.
Well, okay, here's the thing.
What's the technical definition of shrit? Like, what's the difference between shit and shrit?
I always thought
shrit's like a dirtier shit.
I always thought of it more liquid,
like the
shredded weed of shit. Like it's just, it's just
yeah, like not diarrhea, but like
just
yeah, you know what I mean. It's
like river, water, waterfall.
But,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you're
just unsweetened dark tea.
Jesus. Oh, come on, man.
Here's your shit spectrum.
Okay.
Your shit consistency.
The Bristol stool chart.
Okay. So here's your shit consistency spectrum. Say that a million times fast. So you've got like, you've got diarrhea, obviously, on one side. It just slides right out. It feels like you're pissing out of your ass.
Naturally.
And then on the very other end of the spectrum, it's like you're shitting a rock. Like, the shit is so hard, there's not even any shit left on your asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever had
those? It's a clean shit.
Yeah.
It's a clean break.
It hits the water and then splashes deep. You know what I mean?
So then a step down from that, you've got, you know, kind of regular shit. It's not too hard. It's not too soft.
It's like Play-Doh.
You know, yeah. And then...
Like, dude, you don't play with it.
And then you got a step down from that is like the shits that are kind of like greasy but not too soft, you know what I mean? And then a step down from that is like soft serve,
the one that curls back up and hits your balls.
Yeah. So then you got soft serve, and then you've got shrit, and then diarrhea. So
okay,
shrit's kind of
the
between.
Level above diarrhea.
Yeah,
it's not quite diarrhea.
It's like a chunky diarrhea.
No, well this was all like I had abdominal pain, and it was creeping from here to here. I couldn't get anything but liquid out, and it was, I didn't eat for like 2.5 days. Like it was pretty bad.
Damn.
So Thursday I spent most of the day in bed.
Sounds
or
like
on
a
the
shitty
toilet.
Day.
It was bad. Then I was on the toilet so much I actually developed like
that ring.
Like, I got on like
what
my
ring?
The bottom
what
of my thigh
about?
On the bottom of my thigh.
Yeah, when,
I had
when you
raw
sit,
marks.
Yeah, when you sit on the toilet for too long, you get that ring around your ass. Like when you get really sick and you're like going back and forth to the toilet.
I had raw marks.
I've never looked at my ass to see if I had a ring.
You can feel
the ridge. Yeah,
it hurts.
And then you feel it, and then you look, and then you're like, oh, I'm disgusting.
So I had that, but you know, I had a free ticket. My friend Chris. You know, he had me a ticket to go to fucking SeaWorld.
Super fan Chris.
Yeah. So I went down to.
Thanks, Chris.
Went down to Orlando.
Yeah, where were our fucking SeaWorld tickets? Asshole.
And
fucking dick.
So while I'm down there, we're
okay. Shredded. Look, to be fair, he did invite me. I just had to work.
The fuck, Chris?
You're not on Facebook. You gotta get on Facebook, man.
Facebook's for losers.
Well, Facebook's
well,
also
like,
where most
literally,
of our
like
listeners
80%
are.
Of the listeners probably on Facebook.
Yeah, that's how big. No one follows us on
I'm
Twitter.
Here to alienate people, Jacob.
Fair enough.
And to be alienated.
I've never seen someone strive for alienation. You're just like, I wish people would not leave.
Alienation was a good movie. Anyway, so
Alienation is that should be the new Alien movie. Alien 5, Alien Nation.
Yeah, that is a movie.
But not with the Alien franchise.
No, but yeah, it would have Mandy Patinkin in it.
Yeah, I don't care. The only Mandy Patinkin I can take is fucking Princess Bride. Everything else, fuck.
So anyway,
Mandy Patinkin's a dude.
So we wandered around, we were wandering around SeaWorld all day long. And of course it got super hot, it rained, and then got super hot again. And so I'm walking around, I got stomach cramps, and I'm like, and I'm wheezing, I can't breathe, I don't
have
a place.
Your skin is frying from the humidity.
I'm like, but you know, I'm trying to make the best of it. I'm not trying to be that guy that people don't want to hang out with anymore because I'm just this fucking, like, I'm this thing that's falling apart, you know, I'm this miserable sack. I don't want to be that, so I'm just making the best of it, just like trying to muscle through. And so we ended
up giving everybody short answers for everything. So,
kinda, how you doing back there?
Fine.
I mean,
jolly.
It was fun though. I mean, I got a couple, you know, pictures of, you know, animals and things like that. But we had
to see a beluga whale.
I bought a beluga, well, a little stuffed beluga whale.
I was going to say, you fucking bought beluga. Like, I used to be a Domino's driver, and I know you don't get paid that much money.
Oh, they're going pretty cheap right now, I'm just saying. The demand's down. So, we ended up at one point, we were going to go see the penguins. And the thing on the line said 30-minute wait. So, okay,
we can handle that. Was Danny DeVito there?
No. Unfortunately.
Why not?
However, this gets interesting. So we get in line.
Now it gets
Now the line takes 2 fucking hours to get through. We're standing there for 2 fucking hours.
I mean, it's penguins in Florida. Like, how do you manage that?
Look, they're tired.
It's inside. Because if you go inside, they're inside and they've got...
Are those penguins sweating?
So we're in line for 2 hours trying to get into this building, right?
Dude, well, the penguins are all like...
But they're,
you mean to tell me I waited 2 hours for dead penguins?
they can only let so many people in at a time, right?
Yeah.
So you've got,
because you don't want to make
you
nervous.
Three separate lines going in. You got lines where people are just going to walk through. You've got lines for the people that have an express pass to jump to the front of the line.
Yeah, those.
And
assholes.
You got people that are going through the ride part of it.
There's a ride?
It's sort of a ride.
Do you get to ride with the penguin?
No, it's kind
that's
of
bullshit.
It's really a dumb ride. We should have gone through the walking part because it's just.
But what about the line for the people who pretend to be handicapped so they can get to the front of the line?
That's the express lane.
Oh, okay.
And that's part of where this comes from, because we finally get to the front.
Here we go. We're going to make fun of handicapped people.
We finally get to the front of the line. Now, this woman is I'm wanting to say she's of I think she was from Spain.
Okay. Well, you called someone Spanish Australian earlier, and she was Brazilian, so I don't know how I should feel about that.
I mean, they're basically like half Spanish, half Australian.
All right, I stand corrected.
I can't say that.
What?
Why not?
Because I know Brazilians.
They speak Portuguese, don't they?
Yeah.
They're not Spanish.
Yeah.
They don't get along very well with Latin.
I didn't think they did.
Spanish speakers.
Spanish.
Spanish speakers.
They don't go along well with Spanish.
But anyway, okay, so yeah, she was speaking English, though. She had an accent, and I was trying to piece together the accent. It's not like she was actually speaking her native tongue.
All right, good Lord. About your SeaWorld thing.
Oh, don't do that. So anyway. So we get in there finally. We finally get some little bit of AC, and it starts this whole little video about this fucking penguin being born, and, you know, shitty CGI. It could have been... They could have used Happy Feet. It would have been so much better.
How was the audio? Was it like shitty audio too?
It was all right.
Or was the one where it's like...
You can barely understand what they're saying.
Well, it was a little clearer than that. But,
oh, okay.
But the problem is everybody in there is talking. And
you
like,
should add a backtrack of like screaming kids.
Yeah.
So there's all these people talking, right? Everybody's running their fucking mouths, and it's like, we've been in line for 2 fucking hours. What the hell do you have to talk about? What is there left in the world to fucking discuss once we get in here? Shut the fuck up. Of course, now you're in this closed-in space, right? Everybody's been standing in line for 2 hours, so you're in this closed-in space. So now you're starting to smell all these body odors coming in. Now you've got people from Germany, you've got people from Spain, you've got people from fucking, you know, England, you've got people from all over the fucking world coming to SeaWorld, and they all have different scents, right?
So it's well-documented that you have a sensitive nose.
Yes, I have a very sensitive – and I'm smelling. This is – there's some fucking
– some weird
there's
shit
some
going
spicy,
on.
There's some spicy stuff going around, right? So anyway.
like some curry shrit?
Kind of, yeah. Right. That sounds like a
shrit and curry.
Curry shrit sounds like a basketball player.
Curry shrit. Shrit chicken.
So So this woman is in this, she's in this fucking rascal, right? This
yeah.
motorized cart.
Oh boy.
She doesn't know how to drive it.
They never do.
So now she is, I'm thinking from Spain. I could be wrong.
Why? Because she can't drive?
No.
No, that's because she's a woman. That's because not because she's Spanish.
Oh. Because she wasn't talking, but the guy that was with her and he was throwing out words that I identified as Spanish.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember them all, but there was.
You know, a lot of the Latin based languages actually sound the same.
I know they do.
Yeah. He was saying things like
actually.
He was saying a lot of things like ay 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 and burrito.
Oh, that's specifically Mexican.
Yeah. So this woman was plowing through the crowd with this thing, like, and then stopping funny. Abruptly, and then going and stopping. Now we get inside, and there's this fucking. Now she's wanting to get on the ride line, like she's in the.
What
ride
are you fucking wrists handicapped to?
Big ass thing, right?
So she can't hold the throttle back long.
So of course there's this winding, like they've got it barred off, so there's this winding thing to go through.
Yeah, they make the queue kind of crazy.
So she's trying to make it through this with this fucking cart.
Oh,
back up, beep, 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 forward, back up, beep, and Chris is to the point like he's so fucking mad. Like just like
has she reached you at this point? Or
we're right behind her.
Oh,
we're stuck behind her while she's doing this shit. So Chris and his fiance are at this point just they're not whispering, they don't give a shit. They're saying, like, just, you know, maybe she should just the fuck up and walk. She's not going to be able to get this thing in the fucking, you know, this is what, just, you know, fuck this bitch kind
like
of some, shit,
like
right?
Someone's mom that's angry at standing in line at Walmart. They're just, like, just loudly saying, you know, there's a bunch of people here that could open up another register.
Yeah, basically.
My mom's that person. My mom.
So finally they get to the end of the line. They wait till she gets to the very end of the line before you get on the ride. And a woman goes, you can't take that in there. You're going to have to walk. Can you get up and walk? Can you walk?
It's not handicap accessible.
It's not.
That's when you step in. That's when you step in and make a big stink. Like you're pissed off at this person because they're stuck. You know, they have to use a wheelchair and you're pissed off because they're handicapped and they're slowing everybody else down. But when they run into that problem, that's when you decide to cause a big stink and like they get singled out and you like you're on their side. You know what I mean? You're like, that's fucked up. This is not handicap accessible. This poor person has been waiting in line for 2 hours, like yelling it so everybody can hear. And that person's just like, shit, maybe I should have just walked.
Here's the problem. She got up out of it and walked into the thing.
Perfectly fine.
That's when you pick the thing up and just sling it against a wall.
Because the lady had to stop what she was doing, feeding people in to go find somebody else. To take the cart from there, take it through the crowd of people to the end of the fucking ride so they could get to it when they got out.
What an inconvenience.
But thankfully, when we got to the end, there was a big a penguin enclosure and everything. It was cold. It felt so fucking good in there.
Nice.
It was nice. The penguins were cool. They were showing
were chill,
off.
You know.
Yeah.
Listening to Grateful Dead.
Yeah, basically.
Rolling joints. It was pretty chill.
It was like, what's up, Holmes?
He was not here, man.
Why do you guys have all Spanish accents?
They did it Happy Feet.
Yeah.
Wait, did they?
We are the Penguins from Ecuador. I don't know where they're from in Happy Feet.
But, yeah, it was...
Sounds mortifying.
Yeah, it was one of those things, like, just like, God damn. So we had a good time. We were, we finished up and we went and I finally ate like a full meal, like actually ate, before I left and came home. but Monday I had to go back to work.
Oh boy.
Now,
this is when the shit really hits the fan.
The start of my vacation, my manager basically had a heart attack. He had, fluid on his lung or fluid on his heart and was causing him issues. So,
oh, fuck, that's not good.
So he went and they decided to put him in another store that's not quite so stressful. Basically,
no, working for that company
is
stressful.
Fuck, when the fuck has the McClinney store ever been stressful?
It's been fucking nuts lately.
Well, they can't keep people.
We can't, and sales, we're
okay,
like,
I guess,
and we're up, like sales are up, way up.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we're doing a lot more than we used to. So, sales are up. We just can't keep the people there. And then, you know, we can't
you better hope somebody doesn't run another car into the Little Caesars there.
Holy fuck, that
I don't think it would matter at this point. Honestly, I think we've taken enough business from them. They just, like, everybody's just, they hate them over there.
It's really? Because of the manager there who will not be named.
But,
she's a bitch.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, she is.
She's a fucking cunt.
So I was supposed to get a new manager, and I'm like, shit, you know, I'm thinking, like, I'm going to meet this guy that's, you know, new manager. He's young, blah, blah, blah. It's like most of these guys have their own, you know. So I get to work Monday. Nobody's there. Now I show up late because I'm a driver thinking the store's going to be open. It's not. Yeah. So I have to unlock the store, get in. Apparently they changed the alarm code.
Mine set the alarm off?
Mine still worked.
I set an alarm code this week. I set an alarm off this week, too. So.
Well, my district manager was surprised. He was like, how did you get past the alarm? I was like, because I put in a code. He was like, well, I changed the code. So I was like,
didn't change it good enough, bitch. I
was like, apparently the alarm knew it was me and shut the fuck up. That's all I can tell you. Because it was like, I came in, it didn't give me shit.
You should have been like, well, before I went straight and started delivering pizzas, I used to be a burglar. Your alarm ain't shit, bitch.
So, damn.
That's what you should have said. Damn safe touch
horse shit. Anyway.
Is it safe touch? Yeah,
old Lester Jackson.
Fucking safe touch.
So anyway, so the manager never shows up. Like, it's 6 minutes past opening, and I'm like, you know, I've got timed orders I'm in the process of making, trying to get prep done, trying to get everything set up. I was like, shit, this is exactly what I was hoping to avoid after my vacation, right?
And it happened.
So they call the man. So I call my district manager. District manager calls to find out where the manager is. Manager's like, I quit. Fuck. So the district manager comes in to run the shit, huh?
Did he say why he quit?
Because he didn't want to get rid of the store.
Because apparently
he'd worked butt fuck nowhere.
Yeah. He had worked 14 days straight without a break.
And then they,
that's the same thing that happened to Alan.
I know, but
he gets one day off a week and he has to go all the way to Palm Springs for a meeting.
Yeah, so it was like one of those things like.
So none of their managers have downtime. That's why they're all having heart attacks.
Yeah. So.
God damn, no wonder.
So
you would think. That's. Come on.
So yeah, so. Anyway.
Sorry, I didn't cut your momentum off.
This never would have happened with Dave.
No. So we made it through that day fine, okay? It was frustrating to start out with. There was a lot of timed orders, but once the district manager showed up, everything kind of worked out.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I go to work. Homeboy's there. Apparently, the franchisee called him, talked to him, convinced him to come back to work. He came back to work. He's there. Okay, great. We're working. Now, the day before.
He probably got some money out of that deal.
He had to.
There's no way. Yeah. You leave him high and dry like that. They've already lost one GM. Like, yeah. Then you're like, yeah, fuck it. You know, I know they're in a tight spot, so I'm going to squeeze them.
Yeah,
you
know? Right?
So,
see what I can get.
We have a few employees that did that to our guys, too. I was like, holy shit, that's dirty.
It happens everywhere.
Yeah.
So the manager, the day before, guy from the Walmart distribution center came in, placed an order for later on that night, left a tip for the driver that took it.
Uh-huh.
It's $5. So I put the receipt for the order on top of the $5, on top of a menu, and I stuck it under the keyboard for the driver table. So,
yeah.
And I told district manager, like, you know, whoever takes this order tonight gets that $5. Well, apparently they forgot. Somewhere along the line, mm-hmm. It was still there when I came in the next morning.
Oh.
So I went to check to see who actually delivered it. I was like, okay, so I'll make sure to give it to them.
Yeah.
So I just left it there.
Cram it in their box.
I left it there. Now it's together like that. It's three items flat.
Yeah.
Under a keyboard. So right at 5 o'clock, I come back from a delivery and it's been moved. And I'm like, we've got two insiders that just came in plus the manager. So I was like, where's the paper that was sitting here under the keyboard? And everybody looked at me like they had no idea what the fuck I was talking about. Everybody had this like, and I was like,
because they split it.
And I said,
they split $5 three ways.
I said, there was a receipt, there was a menu, and there was a $5 bill in between. They need to show up here now. Not tomorrow, now. I don't care who took them. I don't give a shit why they took them. I expect it here now.
He runs that store like a dad.
So, fuck that. You're
that's
not
when
stealing.
The person who only got $1 speaks up.
Yeah.
Rats the other two out.
Oh, no, here's the thing. So, I go on a delivery, I come back, I find the paperwork in the office. So I'm like, okay, all right. I got an idea who did this, because if it's in the office, I'm thinking the new manager grabbed it and put it in there.
Yeah.
So, I'm on the cut table, I'm grabbing pizzas out of the oven. He comes over, moves something, puts it back, and then says, is this what you're talking about? And hands me a folded up $5 bill.
It wasn't folded up.
He was like, it was over there behind that. I was like, sure it was, because that's how physics works. And I took it from him. Because
he just became Neil deGrasse Tyson all of a sudden.
So, all right. Here's the keyboard, right? The thing it was behind was here. So if he pulled it from here, there's no way a flat, you know, $5 bill would fold itself and jump behind things here. It doesn't work that way. That's some fucking eye roll 12 dexterity kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's a natural 20.
That's like a boom, bitch, get that. Like, it just magically fucking happened.
Okay, unless you automatically became David Blaine for a few seconds. There's no fucking way.
So there's that, and then there's two drivers that were scheduled to come in that night.
Yeah.
One called out. So my second day back to work from my vacation, I had to be there till fucking 9 o'clock.
Ugh.
Dealing with fucking Phoebe McTheverson. And just...
Sticky fingers, just
fucking stewing on my own shit. Just, God damn. You know, all I could think was, I should just fucking leave. I should just give him my key and fucking leave. And just be done. Just walk out the fucking door.
Or just give him your key so just you don't have one and then everything falls back on him.
Just, I'm out. Just, it was like to that point, like, and that's where I was at.
He got a taste of that
yesterday.
He was like,
I got all this morning. It was like, I got away. I waited for my vacation to get away from that kind of shit. And when I came back, it just hit me with everything it had. It was like walking through the door and getting hit with a fucking dodgeball in the face. Just bonk.
Yeah. It's like Gremlins. Somebody got the Mogwai wet and all of a sudden everything just went to shit.
Fuck that shit. Fuck! I am so fucking done.
No, you know
anybody.
Just because you're not there while shit's happening doesn't mean it won't roll over.
That's true.
It was just waiting. That's what it was. It was like, God damn. So anybody out
it
there?
It just goes on. Any of our listeners that knows anything, up. Just
hit us up on Facebook. Let me know. Let me know of any openings, things like that. please, God, just put a good word for me.
The area.
Lake City Live. I don't give a shit. Somewhere where I can. I just gotta be done.
Hey, bro.
Fuck.
Turner's hiring.
So, Jason.
You can get a route in Lake City and never have to go into town except once a week.
Well.
So Jason, what's up with the eyebrows?
Oh.
Yeah. Show the camera your eyebrows.
So.
Or what's
what
not
eyebrows?
Yeah. Okay. So. That happened.
If you watched the video last week, you saw Jason with his luscious,
I have thick eyebrows.
Full eyebrows.
I was going to talk about this too. Have you guys ever dealt with like
hair?
I call them insect hairs. Like you get that one hair that's thicker than all the other hairs you have, and it just kind of sticks out.
Yeah. I pull those out.
Yeah, I get those occasionally.
Let them go.
Well,
just let them go.
I had one that I plucked. But then I was looking at the rest of my eyebrow, and it's getting kind of bushy, right? My eyebrows are getting bushy.
Oh, you did.
So, dude, I looked like I was ready for British Parliament. That shit was getting bushy. You know what I'm saying?
Never. So, if you're a guy, just don't overanalyze your eyebrows.
No. Hold on. I've got a male grooming thing that I use for my eyebrows. It's got a guard on it and everything.
I will let my eyebrows get bushy as fuck. I don't care.
Yours don't get as bushy as mine do.
Mine will. Have you seen my dad?
Dude, his dad, if he didn't cut his hair,
bushy.
His hair would go from his ears down to his face, down his chest, and wrap around the
I'm just saying. Like, I'm looking at your eyebrows now. Mine are naturally just here.
So you
like,
got to hit them with a...
It doesn't...
You gotta do that shit every now and then.
Yeah, but I get single hairs that grow up this long. I gotta trim them. So
yeah,
I
you get that just, one dude, that like weaves in.
So
it like weaves and then you pull it and it's like that long. It's like how the fuck?
Sometime during my vacation, I changed the guard to trim my beard. a little closer, and I forgot that guard was on because I never use it for anything else.
Oh, God.
So I'm standing
your eyebrows are gone because of a fuck-up.
So I'm standing in front of the mirror, and I've got my eyes closed because I don't want hair get thrown into my eyes from the clippers, so I'm not even looking
at what I'm doing. And then you open your eyes, and it's like, where the fuck did my eyebrows are? What happened?
So I go, bzz, 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 bzz. And then I go to brush it, and I'm like, oh, oh my God, that's a little hair. And I look in the sink.
You didn't shave it and immediately be like, my face feels cooler.
I'm looking at the sink, and there's all this fucking hair. I'm like, ah! And it wouldn't be so bad, but the under my eyebrows has not seen sun since I was 3.
All right, so here's what you do.
Super pale.
Listen, here's what you do. Chicks do this. You take a little bit of like a brown lip liner or something like that, and just like lightly brush it on, and it'll look like you didn't even fuck it up.
I'm just gonna deal with it. It's all right.
I think you should get mascara. And
draw. No. Just take or some.
Shave it.
No. Take a draw. Sharpie. Take a black Sharpie and draw that shit on like a Latina.
Oh yeah, do like the anime style.
No, do them. Yeah, do them way. Oh, yeah.
Jason always a surprise.
You should have just told everybody you shaved him off for your cancerous like nephew or niece or something.
Yeah, they needed an eyebrow wig.
Yeah, just like
well, I just want that way they feel comfortable that everybody doesn't have eyebrows.
No, it's like sure. Well, he's gonna die of cancer and he always wanted a mustache, but I didn't want to give him my mustache.
I'm not
so
that
I gave
cool
him my eyebrows.
So yeah, that's
so now he knows what it feels like to have stubble because he'll never see his teens. He'll never be able to go through puberty.
Yes.
Is that fucked up to say?
That was the joke I was making.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
That's, that's, I mean, that's it was my, it was to, already the joke was already made.
I didn't mean to mansplain your joke to you. So Jason.
So that was
Is that all your tales?
This is the Jason story episode.
I just took over. Apologize.
That's cool. But go ahead.
That's right. I like hearing your stories.
Go ahead and give us your invention though.
My invention.
It's a good one.
Okay. Yes,
it's all a marketable.
Right. I got it.
I'm just gonna let Jason talk the rest of the episode.
I'm cool with that. We don't want to turn our mic.
We don't have to do with anything. Yeah.
Okay, I got a commercial now.
Laugh and nod occasionally.
Now you got to picture me as the most pathetic wannabe like white kid ever.
So we just
DJ
look at
Qualls?
You.
No, but kind of. Yeah, I guess
we just look at you
like just wannabe. All right, because
our Machine Gun
ready?
Kelly.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay,
do this.
I wrote this thing out. So.
Right, don't
be mad at me.
Do it to the camera.
Bring in a voice. What is this?
All right. Ever try to represent but can't find shit to match your style? You want girlies to know your flavor but can't find a bling to shine your way? Now there's hoodie ornaments. Mount your favorite whip insignia on top of your hoodies. Mercedes, we got you. BMW, shit player, we got you. Jaguar, you know it, son. It's
hood ornaments.
Yeah, it's hood ornaments for your hoodie. So while you got your hoodie down,
okay,
you got it's like a clip-on hood ornament for your hoodie.
Where do you get your supply from? Parking lots?
Kind of, yeah.
But goes out in the parking lot with a pair of fucking wire cutters and just
so your invention involves
bin clip.
Bin your clip. Invention involves theft.
Well, no, I mean, I can
larceny.
I just said
his supply. I don't know if he's.
No,
directly getting his supplier.
He's paying tiny Asian boys to go.
Oh no, it could be one of those things. Like, it could be done though. I'm saying, like, if I had a 3D printer, I could print these things up.
That's actually a better idea.
You know what I'm saying?
That way, it's not so heavy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, just that way, you just clip it to your hoodie. That way, you could have your Mercedes. You could have Jaguar.
look like some kind of
the bulldog or whatever, just hanging off the front.
Look like some kind of ghetto fucked up Teletubby.
Yeah, exactly.
Mercedes.
I think there's a market for that shit, though.
In a world where there are like charms you can have off hanging off your headphones,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure this would definitely sell.
Because
You could even get like the licensings by Transformers and get like the Autobots and Decepticon logos. That'd be pretty badass.
Dude, it was 109 fucking degrees and I saw a guy in a hoodie. Pulled over his fucking head.
I see that all the time.
Like, are you really? All year long, you could fucking just clip those things. Just represent. Hey, check me out. I like Mercedes.
This is the closest Ferrari as I'll ever get.
Look, Audi, bitch. You know?
You throw some fucking Weeaboo anime shit in there, too.
Yeah.
I guarantee Sailor you'll have a
try. I can even do insignias for gender identification and clip them off.
Oh! Dude, you got this locked down.
See, I'm telling you.
Like identity idea?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. See? Back.
Yeah. Hood ornaments. You're going to be hood rich.
Hoodie ornaments. So,
yeah, that IE part is really
important. It's really important.
It's really important.
Yeah.
Because they won't denote, you know, if it's from the hood or if it goes on your hoodie.
Right.
It could be both.
But see, you could also clip them. You could also clip them to your baseball cap. You could have them clip on a
beanie. Anything that goes on your head.
Goes on your head.
I mean, even your fucking hair. Like, you could just jam that shit in there. You're good.
See, there you go. You could have, like berets and shit. Berets.
It's great. It's a great idea. I'm totally.
I like this idea.
I know I don't sound that like.
You look at me like I'm retarded.
I mean, no, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. I mean, I like it.
Do you see some flaws in it? Tell me. Come on.
I don't see any flaws in it.
No, I think like if you get a 3D printer and you make them, that would be great. Even if you steal them off of like cars, that's perfect. There's no overhead. I mean, it's all profit.
There is overhead. Jacob.
What? It failed?
There is overhead.
No, it's clip on your
own. No, it's over, literally. There's literally.
No, what I'm saying, like, it would be one of those things, like, you know, actually set up an actual business. Like, get, you know, licensing and all that kind of stuff. Get permission.
Oh, you're talking about legit.
Like, yeah, legit. Like, it would be legit. Like, it could be a legit, like, you know.
No. Like I told you, they have stupid shit that you can buy for your body.
Dude, every goddamn fucking Five Below. And
that's the thing, Philip at Five Below or Dollar Stores everywhere.
Dollar Tree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them shits out of plastic.
Yeah.
Exactly. You gotta get the license.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super cheap.
You can do it.
Make them lightweight. Yeah.
Yeah. 3D printer, baby. Yeah.
This is a good idea.
I thought. What do you guys think? Let me know.
Don't
steal my shit.
You steal it, we'll kill you. There's video evidence.
Trademark.
Saying
it. Steal my hoodie ornaments. 2019. I'll kill you.
It's a great fucking movie.
Was that the last Boy Scout?
It was.
Yeah.
I love that line.
Touch me, I'll fucking kill you. I'll kill you.
Such a good movie.
And he did.
Yeah. He fucking did. He sure did.
Didn't listen.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
So we all are aware of like the game, the mass shootings we've been having lately.
Yeah.
And how people have been blaming it on violent video games. So did you know that Walmart has now pulled any game that has shooting or some type of violence like that in it?
Really?
Yeah, they will no longer.
Did you hear about GameStop?
No, but they will no longer sell those games. However, they still sell guns. In what world does that fucking make sense? Where they can
the video games are obviously causing it.
Like, it just.
Well, because the video games are directed towards children, and that's getting them at a young age, so they're.
Yeah, the video games also have ratings on them.
Yeah.
Just fucking. If you feel like the ratings are wrong, then change your rating system.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Karen doesn't want to hear that shit. She has a son that's fucking bitching, and she's been getting that damn game.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
And her son's the kind that. Wait, who's Karen?
You were ready to you were ready to pass judgment on a fictitious person. You're just like, well, her name's Karen. She automatically has a shit kid who's gonna shoot up a school.
Her son's the one that's gonna do it in the first.
She's got the mom.
Who's
bomb.
Karen, by the way?
She's got the mom bomb. You know what I'm talking about? The blonde.
She's got a little.
I'm gonna speak to your manager.
Like, yeah, she's got the achievement. Fucking yeah.
Let me speak to your manager starter pack.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The fucking minivan. fucking
love it.
It would be Cherokee now, I think.
I read somewhere, and I don't know if it was satire or a joke or actually real.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere that GameStop was considering putting 7-day waits on violent video games.
I doubt that, but that's pretty funny.
That would be awesome.
But no, but see, like, it's great for GameStop because now that these stores, the big box stores, aren't going to be selling these violent video games, the fucking GameStop is getting close to bankruptcy anyways. So this is going to bounce them right back out of the hole, which leads me to believe that all of these mass shootings lately, it's been a fucking, like, under-the-table Illuminati bullshit sting.
To keep GameStop open?
No, to get – yeah, to pretty much – GameStop can have more money to stay in business.
Dude, I would be careful saying that.
It's Illuminati.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that.
Why should I be careful saying that? What's your reason? Because
GameStop could sue your ass for, like, defamation or some shit. Oh, that's a
good point. And we're just going to say – we're going to say blank stop. Yeah. So just beep it every time it says stop. Technically, we didn't say GameStop.
Okay, yeah.
But everyone knows we're talking about GameStop. Right. I got my Louis Black finger.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Got another thing.
You got to be careful who you blame, too, because
well, the Illuminati's going to sue us now? No,
the Illuminati, if they sued us, then everybody would know they were real. They just,
they just make you die on the suicide watch.
They'll just Epstein us. Shit. Well, if you guys don't see me
Epstein
next week.
Epstein got the Clinton.
Yeah, he had to have. He had to have. That was so convenient.
I just, I don't know. I feel like he probably had information, damaging information on weight, on a lot of people, and then he just kills himself. Yeah,
well, the prince,
too convenient.
Apparently, what he made a public appearance the day after, and he
the
was
day after he died.
Yeah, the prince made an appearance the day after Epstein died.
Prince the singer?
No. The prince, the royal prince.
Which one?
Oh, I was like, where the fuck
came back?
Prince
just came back from
this.
The dead.
Yeah. No, he was supposed to be implemented in it too.
Implicated,
yeah.
The prince?
Yeah, one of the.
He did it.
Which prince? It was
that's
Harry.
That's why you see.
We already know it was Harry.
Not Harry.
Fucking dirty Harry, man.
Prince William?
No.
No,
had to be Harry.
Williams
had to be Harry.
Williams too dumb to get wrapped up in anything.
No. Harry's a fucking partier.
Yeah.
Had to be Harry.
Should we be bashing the royal family?
I don't give a shit. We're not fucking under their thumb.
Yeah, not anymore.
We kicked their asses, and now they come to
Prince
us
Andrew.
For help.
Who the fuck
is Prince Andrew? nobody gives a shit about.
He's got to be the inbred one that they locked away in, like, the fucking the highest keep of the Queen.
He's the one who's, like, his left eye is just a little too far up on his forehead. He's got a hump.
So, Prince Andrew.
Oh, mate, back away for his full tea.
So, it's like, some people were, he's the Duke of York.
The Duke
still doesn't
nothing.
Mean anything to me.
That is bullshit. I've never heard of Prince Andrew.
Old Prince Andy.
That's what they call him. They call him Prince Andy.
I think
he's not even good enough to call him by his full name. Prince he's had a full Andy. Brain. He doesn't get a full name.
He's the third child of Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, he looks like
he
can't touch her.
Yeah, he had to have done some shit. That's
so. Yeah, he's been.
He's got a very lecherous gaze.
he's been linked to Epstein. So. There's been, like, new things about, you know, the Queen had Epstein killed instead of the Clintons.
Dude, it's possible.
It really is.
I don't know.
Prince Andy.
The Queen and the Clintons are in on it together.
Yeah, they're all in bed
I'll
with
chip
each other.
In if you chip in. Rotto!
They're just, like, FaceTiming each other.
Yeah.
That's Harry. I have to take this one. I have to see his new fucking baby again. Hi! Lovely. I fucking hate this. He married that half-black woman. Muddying up the bloodline!
Apparently
you know,
that was a,
you know she thinks so.
That was a that
yeah.
was apparently
she
a,
has
that,
to.
That was a concern.
She comes from that.
That was
form.
A legit concern.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Look, if anything, if we have learned anything from mixed children, they're gonna have the prettiest children that have ever come out of fucking England monarchy. They all look like shit. They all look like fucking. You know, whenever you breed a bulldog too many times and they just look like
yeah, you have to bring
insane,
in new stock.
You have to. They're all like breathing out of the holes in their throats and shit. You know, like weird fucked up stuff.
Exactly.
That's what we need. They need a new fresh face. And they're going to have beautiful mixed children because it always happens that way.
Unless the queen has it killed and, you know, and then, like, farms its fucking stem cells for herself.
Oh, God. Turns it into mincemeat like she's fucking Sweeney Todd. She's never
giving up the throne. Like, exactly. She's just going to live forever. She'll be 136 going, right.
Be like Scott Tenner.
Oh, shit.
Like, she fucking gets the baby killed and feeds the mincemeat pie. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I hope you enjoyed your pie. It was your child.
The queen has white hair. You know what that means. She's a Targaryen.
Oh, God. Dracarys! Fucking...
She burned him.
she flies in to his prison on a dragon, but the dragon's got one of those big British soldier hats on.
It's a big floppy fucking hat.
Right, ho!
She strings them up herself, and then they fly off, and everybody there didn't see anything. Because they know she is a dragon.
Yeah. Holy fuck. No wonder we haven't gone to war with England in a while. They have fucking dragons.
What do you think they built London Tower for? That's where the dragon is.
That's
where the dragons live.
They're nice and polite, though. They just kind of coil up in there and drink tea and eat biscuits and shit. They watch Downton Abbey on fucking repeat.
Oh, God.
Just waiting for that movie to come out and finish the story.
I would watch that.
Do you think British people actually...
Like, if, like, polite British dragons were a thing, but they were secret,
yeah,
and they were bored all the time, just...
Just know, waiting for the queen to dispatch them to kill someone?
I would watch that show.
That would be pretty fun.
Coming to HBO. If you like Game of Thrones, and you liked the Crown... Was it the Crown Affair or something?
Netflix is the Crown.
Mm.
Yeah. The Queen's Dragon.
Speaking of TV shows, not change the subject, but I'm going to...
You just did. Yeah.
Fuck y'all. I'm taking it.
I watched.
You have a particular set of skills?
I watched episodes 4 through 6 of Swamp Thing after I said the first 3 sucked.
Yeah.
4 through 6 got better.
Did they?
It got better.
It took a whole 3 episodes to get good.
It got better. And then episode 7, it went downhill again. I'm like, God damn it. You know what? Fuck this show. So I gave up. After episode 7, I quit.
Gotcha.
Speaking of things that don't start strong but get better, you guys really need to watch Orville. The Orville. It really has got some
I know.
Some
I
cool
should
stuff.
Probably watch it. I just don't like Seth MacFarlane.
It's like
Star
Trek if it was funny. There really is.
I did start watching Doom Patrol. I gotcha. The first episode.
I've heard that's good.
The first episode was good. Second episode's interesting.
What is it?
Doom Patrol. It's based off a DC comic.
It's like DC Suicide Squad, kind of.
Well, Suicide Squad is DC.
I was about to say, yes.
Yeah.
Jacob.
It's, okay, Doom Patrol is like a fucked up Fantastic Four kind of thing. I mean...
It's like...
Oh, Doom Patrol?
Doom, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got Robot Man, Negative Man.
I thought you were saying Dune Patrol. I'm thinking like
they jump
his
Dune
name is a killing word.
Like fucking Bene Gesserits and shit.
Yeah. Deep. But yeah, no, it's pretty interesting. It's got Alan Tudyk's in it.
Yes, yeah, it's Brendan Fraser.
Alan Tudyk's?
Yep.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser
two
plays
dicks?
No, his two. That's his name.
So yeah, it's got some interesting stuff.
It's just like that, you know what I mean? Yeah.
The fucked up thing is like the smaller ones on top.
Oh,
so yeah,
God.
It's like you know, if you hit the lottery of having two dicks, but then you know,
you can only do doggy.
Yeah,
you'd have to get that the bottom one has to be the smaller one.
Or you have to just
one,
twist them around.
Or you just go just for one
it
until it goes,
down.
And then you pop the other one in. You know, last, twice as long.
Running a train on them by yourself.
Yeah. You can DP someone, but just like you don't have to worry about anybody cheating on anybody.
Or you could just use zip ties.
Like zip ties
just cram
together.
Zip time
cram
together.
It all in.
Oh God!
Cram it all in one hole.
Ugh!
Just take it.
It's like you might as well just fist somebody at that point. Good Lord!
So what were we talking about?
Doom Patrol.
Yeah. You got like confused the whole
Tudyk
thing.
I mean, two dicks. Like,
yeah, Alan Tudyk.
Be weird.
Yeah.
Weird name.
So it's good.
Yeah, he's
so far.
It's pretty
it's
good.
It's decent.
Yeah. It's better than Swamp Thing.
Okay. I wanted Swamp Thing to be so good. He's my favorite.
There's certain things that just it just lacks, and I think a lot of it has to do with
Alan Tudyk.
Certain actors they put in. Certain actors they put in there just didn't. They're just not cutting.
Oh
it for me.
God! You think he got teased by that about that name?
There's no way he didn't.
With a What's name up, like Tudyk.
I mean, honestly, like, if you wanted to be, how could
I
you
mean,
be,
honestly.
You're getting made fun of for having the name like that, but you got Tudyk. You know, like, some guys, like, put, like, a sock in their, like, their junk to be like, look at my junk.
What?
You know, like, girls.
They ball up a sock.
Yeah,
and just
yeah. Like,
drink.
Rock stars and shit do that.
I see.
But, like, he just.
Pathetic.
He just does two. So, like, he always looks like he has two dicks.
He actually has two dicks.
Yeah.
Like, they think he was trying to, you know, fake it with another sock. They call
they
him
go
faker.
To grab it and to yeah. pull it out. And it's
they
a,
call him
it's
faker, dick. And they yeah, somebody grabs it, and it's like, what the fuck?
Somebody pants him in gym class, yeah. Like, Carry style, and he actually has got two dicks.
And then he burns the school down.
Plug it up!
With syphilis. It's like Carry, but STDs.
I'm
going to
burn this whole school down. One
he
crotch
cries
at a time.
His mom fucking locks him in his room and he's crying and stuff
just
starts flying
jerking
around.
Off both dicks and just spraying
it's like Michelangelo Badio Badio
yeah.
Bot however the fuck his
I think
name
it's Badio
whatever he's
just
like that
but guitars,
with
dicks,
dicks.
just like pistons going off.
Jesus. Oh god.
See, like, the cool thing is, you know, like, some dudes masturbate so much with one arm, they get, like, muscle development on just one arm.
Oh, that's how you know he's not lying.
Yeah. He's just
both arms.
Both arms are cut.
Man, Alan, you've been hitting the gym? They're like, no, I've just been, you know, jerking both my dicks.
I've just been jerking both my dicks. Out of context,
God.
It sounded really weird.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds weird in context.
It is Alan Tudyk. Well, Jason, do you have a thing you wanted to do today? Like,
no.
Did you not bring a junk food to try?
I didn't bring a junk food this time.
Sorry, guys. No video extra this week.
Sorry.
Jason fucked up. He only carried half the show.
He fucked up, Jason. He fucked up.
If you guys see any junk food, you can bring them in, too. It didn't have to be just mine. I mean,
okay.
We could be, I mean,
well,
it,
I didn't
it,
know that, Jason.
It wasn't meant to be.
Jason,
I thought it was your thing.
No, it was
yeah,
an hour
was
thing.
You
That's
looked
why
at
I thought we should all
No,
eat.
Look. When you brought those chips, was it chips?
It was
when
chips.
You brought those chips in last week and you gave us that look, it was like, hey, guys, this is my thing. Don't fucking tread on my space.
Yeah. You That's did have that look in your
no,
eye. It was very territorial. You were like, don't you ever fucking think about bringing something
If you guys
here.
Want, I can, like, spit in your mouths and you can critique it. And we can do that for the junk food section.
That's not good.
No, I'm good.
As tempting as that. That
look,
sounds.
I separated a loogie. I got one on either side. Let's
oh,
go.
Oh, God, no. Please don't.
Mm-mm.
All we're right, gonna go ahead and do true head true headlines then. Let's go ahead and get that.
Do we have any listener questions?
Nope.
We don't get those anymore.
Yeah, because
our listeners quit.
Because I have to like prompt them, like fucking get on it and send us shit without me asking.
You ask us questions,
you know,
mofo.
You know how this goes. We've been doing it long enough, bitch. We're almost at 50 episodes.
If you have a question, just throw it up there. It doesn't have to be any specific time. We got a Facebook page. Just throw it up on there.
We'll get to it eventually. We got a Facebook page. Fucking load of cunts.
Load of cunts.
Yes.
How many cunts make a load?
30.
30 cunts make 30 a load.
30 cunts in a load.
Yeah.
And you get a gaggle when you get 50.
That makes sense.
It's a gaggle of
cunts. A gaggle of cunts.
Yeah, we can't name the episode that how much ever I want
gaggle
to
of cunts.
Gaggle of cunts.
Gaggle of C asterisk NTS.
A gaggle of see you next Tuesdays. Oh, God. So, our first headline. Man with TV overhead gets caught on CCTV cameras delivering televisions to people's houses.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Man with television over his head caught on CCTV delivering televisions to people's homes. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Were they stolen?
I don't know.
Okay.
He is dressed in a jumpsuit, wears a TV on his head, and in the little community of Glen Allen, Virginia, has caused equal parts amusement and equal parts consternation.
He just, what, goes up to their windows and shows them some TV?
Nope. An apparent prankster working in the dead of night has left more than 60 television sets on the front porches and gardens of residents living in the Henrico County neighborhood. CCTV footage shows the man dropping off the boxes while donned in his distinctive outfit in the early hours on Sunday morning. But if waking up to a free TV sounds like the stuff of dreams, there is a catch. These are old school rear projection ones, like the big box
CRTs.
TVs. Oh. Yeah. And they're like all about more than 15 years old.
Oh, God. What a fucking dick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like everybody's like, I don't want this shit.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like the big fucking 300-pound goddamn.
Oh, yeah. And the best thing about it is there's a picture.
He's just working out. That's all.
And it's super weird. Like, it's just like this guy literally just has.
Did they catch him?
No, they have not caught him.
He's on the loose.
Here's the guy.
Oh, he's got a TV head.
Yeah, he literally has a TV head.
What the fuck?
And he walks up and he delivers these box TVs.
I would shoot that guy if he was on my porch.
He just drops
I thought you meant like the big projection.
No, like, not like the big. Just like little box.
TV. He looks like a criminal.
Yeah, he's wearing a jumpsuit
with a TV.
Like a mechanic gone like fucking AWOL.
That's like the beginning of a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
The truth is, he actually is a robot, and he's planting his seeds at all these houses.
They're like, oh shit, it's a free TV. I might as well plug it in. You plug it in, like his seed spreads. Yeah, into the house, and then gets up in the power lines, takes over the city. That's a perfect fucking idea.
The TV just rapes you. You plug it in, and it rapes you.
Yeah, yeah. The bigger the screen, the harder it's going to be.
It just bounces over and just starts fucking you in the ass.
And yeah, but it's okay because it'll be in high definition, so it'll be all right. You'll feel every bit of it.
Not a box TV.
No, I'm talking about like you're like it makes the TVs like come alive. So like your fucking 72-inch Sanyo 4K shit, you know. You ruined a fucking good joke. You could have just stopped talking, and we would have been all right.
Did he bring the remotes with the TV?
No, Jason. Why would he be that considerate?
What a fucking dick.
See, that's why it's a horror movie. I got this TV, but I have to keep getting up to change the channel.
No!
Dun, dun, dun. No, I bet these new remotes can even sync to those old pieces of shit.
It's like fucking John Carpenter's music going on. What were you saying, Tyson?
I'm sorry. I said I bet the new Universal remotes can even sync to those old pieces of shit.
Yeah, more than likely.
Well, they used to.
No, I'm saying even the new ones can probably sync to old shit like that.
Oh yeah, because it was each company has a certain frequency they use.
Yep.
So
it's all infrared, I think, right?
Yeah. So
okay.
Unless they change the frequency. It's
so all you do, you get a bag of remotes, you sync them to each frequency, and you go up to people's windows while they're watching TV at night, and you just turn their TV off.
And you're sitting in the bushes in your fucking TV head looking out the window.
And they finally see you, and you just raise the remote.
And you turn your TV on, and it says, you're next.
I'll turn you off. Oh, but God. Yeah, like,
or it just starts a countdown. Just really freak them out.
Like, if you have, like, Xfinity, Comcast, or whatever,
yeah.
If you get a remote from them, you can. If somebody else has one, you can take your remote to their house and turn their shit on. Really? Off. Yeah. It's all interchangeable.
I used to take my remote back when I was a kid, I would take my remote downstairs and I would sneak around the corner to my sister's room and I would turn her TV off and run away. She would get mad. She would get mad. It was great.
That's funny. Our second headline here, I think we got to take it home because, you know, it's fucking
Florida.
Fucking Florida. Florida man hits loud group with roach spray, then hits self with nunchucks. What? Look at this beautiful specimen of a man.
I know where he hit himself with the nunchucks.
Pretty apparent. He looks like a struggling fucking reggae singer.
Is he from Jacksonville? He looks like a Jacksonville.
He man. Does look like some Moncrief trash, doesn't he?
What the fuck?
What?
I thought we're all in an agreement here. Oh, goddamn. I wasn't going to go that far, but shit.
Okay, I'll bleep out the name of the street.
Oh, God. I just wasn't expecting that.
No, it was Daytona. Daytona.
Oh, okay.
So Daytona Beach police have arrested a Florida man, Larry Adams, for allegedly using nunchucks and roach spray on his neighbors.
Hey, when your neighbor roaches, you gotta spray it.
Two witnesses told police they originally left their apartment to tell neighbors to lower the volume of the music coming from a car outside their building. The people inside the car told officers they were celebrating the 18th birthday of one of them, while Adams, who left his nearby apartment around 1 a.m., was verbally combative with the group by the car. The victims told police Adams cursed and made threats to the group, even threatening to shoot them. The group began to argue with Adams, and that's when the 61-year-old pulled out a can of roach spray and proceeded to douse the neighbors with it, according to the police report.
He shot him. He hit him with that hot shot.
Oh, God. Adams then attempted to attack the victims with nunchucks.
That's brilliant.
I mean, shit, they can't dodge the nunchucks if they're blinded from the roach
spray. That's true. Yeah, you slow them down.
See, he should have been smarter than that, though. He should have, instead of roach spray, it should have been fucking Roundup.
Yeah.
Obviously, that causes cancer. You could have...
Yeah. Or you may not die now, but
you're dead soon. I got you, motherfucker.
40 years and you'll be dead.
I mean, why use bug spray? Just take it a step further and WD-40 with a lighter. Just melt them.
Yeah, but that's like second degree, like attempted murder.
I mean, and he arson attacked them with roach spray and nunchucks. Like,
yeah, but like nunchucks can be like, if you see nunchucks in an arrest report, you're just like, ah.
If you get the weighted nunchucks, you get hit in the head at the right angle. I mean, your fucking skull's gonna crunch in.
That's a good.
You know, it's like attacking someone with a baseball bat.
Fair enough.
You might as well just light them on fire. You know,
if you're going to crack him over the head with a stick, you might as well burn him to death.
I mean, yeah. he's attempting to do whatever the fuck.
Oh, man. So right about this time, Adams and two of the victims decide to call 911 instead of just laugh at his dumbassery. Turn down the volume at one. What the fuck? I think that was supposed to be in quotes. Right about this time, Adams and two of the victims decide to call 911, quote, instead of just laugh at his dumbassery, turn down the volume at 1 freaking a.m. and call it a night for everyone involved, end quote.
Right. Okay.
Officers arrived at the scene and found Adams with a small cut to his forehead and a big bruise to his ego. Upon checking his home, they found one nunchuck. Instead of a pair of nunchucks, they found one nunchuck.
Know. Maybe.
He's Bro, using them wrong. Or they probably got him at like a...
Oh, snap!
He got him at like a gun show or something, and they're like $5 piece of like Chinese
yeah,
crap.
Yeah, you gotta take these home and connect them yourself. We can't legally do it here.
You know, legally, we can sell them as mini bats, but you want to put the chain on, you gotta do it yourself, bro. Yeah, you get arrested, you didn't get it from me. Fucking buying nunchucks. Yeah. Shitty nunchucks from Robert De Niro. Upon checking his home, they found one nunchuck, one can of pepper spray, which I guess he looked over and to just immediately get the roach spray.
Use the right spray for the right job.
Yeah, apparently. One empty can of roach spray. A silver box containing a loaded...
He sprayed the whole can.
A silver box containing a loaded semi-automatic handgun magazine and projectiles inside a sock on Adam's bed next to where his child was sleeping.
Wait.
So, yeah, but where's the gun?
Yeah, where's the gun?
I don't know.
I mean, just the magazine.
Now, do you think it's an actual magazine for the gun, or was it just a magazine, like a paper magazine, well, semi-automatic?
It says it was loaded.
It was loaded, so...
It didn't say it was magazine. Loaded. It says a... Oh, yeah, it does. I see it now.
You read it, and we remember what you said.
That's early onset Alzheimer's right there, buddy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'd say your name, but I don't know.
It's okay. Right. It's Tyson.
Okay. So here's my last headline. I'm going to chalk this one up to also maybe fuck your state.
Oh, okay.
This happened in Utah. Wearing only a man thong, suspects fight definitely Utah police officer, state. Gets tased.
What?
This is like a regular episode of Cops.
I know, right? So here's a picture of this guy. Fun stuff. Looks like your average fuckboy.
He's on something.
He looks like the lead singer of fucking Buck Cherry.
Yeah. Same facial hair, too. You know, just barely like a little bit there. A Utah man is facing a list of charges after he allegedly got into a fight with a Saratoga Springs police officer while wearing only a man thong. According to the probable cause statement obtained by the KUTV, police were dispatched after a call came in Monday night about a male in a, quote, man thong walking down the middle of the road with a sign around his neck, end quote.
What did the sign say?
I don't know. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's get into it. The person who initially called dispatcher said the man had jumped out in front of their car and they nearly hit him. An officer was able to track the man, later identified as 27-year-old Wesley Alexander Sayer, to the parking lot of Eagle Park in Saratoga Springs. Police asked the man his name, to which he responded, Ryan, which is not his name. According to the PC statement, the officer asked Sayer to turn around so he could place handcuffs on him for safety purposes. The officer was not arresting Sayer at the moment. At the moment. What are you laughing about?
I just imagine you pull over. What's your name? Ryan.
Just sort of like dodgy eyes and shit. He looks at the officer's badge and repeats the name on the badge.
It's not like he's got an ID on him, obviously. So. Just his wallet in the front.
Hancock. I'm Officer Hancock, and I just told you that.
What a coincidence. Are we cousins? Let a brother off, you know what I'm saying?
What does he sound like? Fucking Beavis.
Did you look at him?
Jesus Christ. Let me out for the warning. the officer claims that's when Sayer took off running, still wearing just a thong. The officer chased him down and tackled him, causing a fight to break out. Oh, God. Just all kinds of man-ass smeared down your face.
You just tackle him, just cheeks on your cheeks.
And you know, he's on drugs, so he's got to be sweating and just musky as fuck. And just runs down you like snail slime. And you're just like... Police say Sayer was throwing punches, hitting the officer's vest, knocking off the officer's body camera. Both stood up from the fight, and the officer warned Sayer that he would deploy his taser if he didn't stop fighting. Police say Sayer ran again, and that's when the police successfully deployed a taser.
I like how he said he knocked off his body camera. Sure he did. Yeah. You were like, I'm going to fucking do you now. I'm tasing your ass. Fuck this camera.
You snatch off the camera. Put down the gun! Put down the gun!
Yeah, he pulled the gun out of his ass. It's the damnedest thing.
The guy's laying in a pool of his blood. You just see him at somebody else's house, like with a faucet, just washing shit off his face from where he tackled him. Goddamn fucking sons of bitch.
Just put water hose in the front yard.
Just mad.
Who's out there? Official police business. Get back inside your house. Don't ask you again.
Oh, this is police business.
You just start screaming, I'm taking the body camera off. The officer was able to put handcuffs on Sayer after hitting him with the taser, and when he talked to the police once things were under control, the arresting officer writes in the probable cause statement, quote, I began speaking with him. He was very emotional and began crying, saying he was a 12-year-old boy who didn't want to hurt anyone. While he was speaking, I could smell a strong odor of alcohol coming from his person. I asked him how much he had to drink, which he stated that he drinks too much.
Okay.
You're 12, dude. You shouldn't be drinking at all. But he's not really 12.
No, he's not. He's not really 12. Let me see.
If he's 12.
He's 27.
If he's 12, how the fuck did he get a thong and that much alcohol? Like, did he just come from Jeffrey Epstein's house?
He has really... Either he has really shitty parents or really good parents.
It depends on the alcohol.
No, I don't think good parents would ever be involved in that scenario.
Fair enough. Police still do not know that Sawyer's identity until his girlfriend arrived on the scene, telling police her boyfriend had just left their house. She gave police the correct name of Wesley Sawyer. Sawyer was taken to the hospital for evaluation before being taken into the Utah County Jail, and he faces the following charges. Have to make a list.
Nice.
Interference with arresting officer, a Class B misdemeanor. Assault on a peace officer, a Class A misdemeanor. Failure to stop at command of law enforcement, a Class A misdemeanor. And intoxication, a Class C.
At least they didn't hit him with a felony. That's just true. Being a stupid drunk guy.
Lewd and lascivious act. Just out in the middle of the street, a thong. That would, if I were out there, I would be charged with like a sex crime. I'm just saying. They'd be like, no, you really can't do this. Come on, man.
They're
just pimples, man. What are you talking about? No, you got...
Nah, man. You're gross, bro.
Do wax or something. Come on.
Do us a favor.
Get whatever got your eyebrows and fix that down there, too.
Make it presentable. Come on. You're sharing with the neighborhood. I'm just saying. Manscaped, bro.
Jesus.
But, yeah, that's all I got. So, that was
That's good stuff. I like
good
that.
Good stuff. It was fun. It was fun time.
Did they describe what color? The man thong was.
They didn't go into any detail. They didn't talk about the thing, and they didn't even say what was on the sign. I wanted to know what the sign
said. I immediately picture yellow. I don't know why. I immediately picture a yellow man thong.
Like Borat?
I thought blue. Like, I just pictured blue.
I thought American flag.
Okay.
Because that just made sense to me.
I just saw blue whenever.
Or it's supposed to look like denim.
Like a denim thong. It looks like a zipper and everything.
A little tiny pocket for no reason.
You know who can't wear a man thong?
Who?
Old Two Dick.
He can't. He'd have to have a holder on both
sides.
He
needs two thongs.
Sling him up. Jesus.
Fucking hell.
Well.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode.
Yeah, that's about all we got, I think.
So.
What does the turkey say?
Do it to the camera.
Fucking twat.